Now, I want to welcome on in Larry Kudlow, of course, with CNBC. And Larry has a show right here on WMAL Saturdays at 7. Larry, hope you're having a great 4th of July.
So far, so great. A little early, but we're getting to it.
Very good. And Larry, I really appreciate... very good, guys. Larry, I appreciate you being with us. And so let's talk a little bit about this new poll that just came out, and I was just telling the folks about it. Fewer Americans trust the Trump administration, but even fewer trust Congress and the media. We know that the Trump administration has been embarked mainly on a media war with the media. Who do you think is winning in this war between President Trump and the media so far?
Well, I guess it depends on where you sit and who you are, but I think the media is in a lot of trouble. So I think that, you know, Trump's attacks and his tweets and the whole business with the, you know, the little cartoon about the wrestling match and so forth, I actually think Trump's going to win that. And I think the media had to pull back with CNN and had to fire three people because of their sort of scurrilous attack on my friend Anthony Scaramucci. I think most of the media looks terrible. And I've never seen anything so partisan in my life. So it's early in the game, right? We don't know yet how this is going to play out. But I will say this. If Trump gets, A, some kind of good health care reform, and probably more important, B, a significant tax cut, particularly a business tax cut, which would revive the economy, he's going to be the winner. In other words, the issue is not so much Trump versus the media. The issue is, what has President Trump gotten done? And I'm fairly confident, by the way, that he is going to get health care, and I'm very confident he's going to get a tax cut. And my advice is, don't go home in August. Keep the Congress here. Remember Harry Truman in 1948, and get that legislation done. And the media that seems to dislike Trump so virulently, they're going to get clobbered in this. At the end of the day, Trump's going to be the big winner.
Oh, one of the things, too, and Larry Kudlow joining us on WMAL, one of the things, too, is that I've been sharing with the folks the fact that for the news media, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, their ratings have skyrocketed under this president. So on the one hand, they like to feign their righteous indignation regarding all of the negative things that they say Trump is saying about them and these so-called attacks that President Trump is perpetuating upon the news media. But at the same time, the more that he does that, the more relevant he makes some of these folks that may not necessarily be as relevant. So I guess my question to you, Larry, as part of the media, do you really think that the media and MSNBC, for example, Morning Joe, do you think they really are so angry and upset when the president does these things? Because they know that the more that he does these things, the higher their ratings are going to go.
Yes, I suppose so. I don't know. The ratings game is an up and down game, okay? It's this sort of long run stuff. Right now, I look at all these polling numbers that are coming out. Nobody trusts the media. People are not happy entirely with Donald Trump, although his base is staying with him. But the people are worried that his tweets may be hurting his agenda. So I've seen the Fox poll numbers. And I think MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and the whole gang of them and CNN and so forth, it's going to be an ongoing battle that ultimately is going to be determined not by this mythical battle against the media, but by what the president accomplishes or doesn't accomplish. You follow me? If he wins a couple of battles here, like he won Gorsuch, that was a good battle. He's going to the G20 meeting at the end of this week. We'll see how that turns out. His last foreign trip was extremely successful. If Mitch McConnell can pull something out of the hat on health care, for example, in the next week or two, that's going to be a big win for Trump. In other words, it's not just the media versus Trump. I don't know. What does the media represent? Do they have a policy position? I don't know what their policy position is, except they seem not to like Trump. So if Trump wins something in Congress, he's going to do very well. And you'll see his approval numbers jump way up. And as far as the ratings go, we'll see about the ratings. I don't know.
And Larry, you were talking about tax reform, and you were also talking about health care. If they can come up with a plan that is acceptable to everybody, and that leads into the midterm elections in 2018, how huge is that going to be for the conservatives moving into 2018 and the midterm elections? Clearly, I would assume, and I'll ask for your comment on this, but I would assume that's going to solidify perhaps even more seats for the Republicans heading into the midterms,
well,
right?
It could. That's a good contrary point of view. I like that because, again, the issue is the economy, okay? That's the number one issue. By the way, it's considerably more important in polling than the health care stuff. So let's say, for argument's sake, that Steve Moore and Larry Kudlow and others get their program through. And I can tell you right now the administration is working very hard on tax reform, very hard on getting a stronger economy. If that gets done sometime this year, then I think next year is going to be a very powerful year for the GOP. It's the policy agenda that counts, not these little skirmishes about the media. That to me is the whole ball of wax, probably the economy. If next year the economy picks up from, let's say, 2% to 3 or 3.5% or whatever, because we get our business tax cuts, which is what everybody seems to want, and the whole GOP is united around business tax cuts. Why they don't just go there is beyond me, but whatever. Anyway, these things are what going to determine Donald Trump's approval rating, his popularity, and the health of the country going into the midterms.
Now, speaking of the midterms, okay, so let's look at the other side of the coin. If the Republicans can't get health care done and if they can't get tax reform done, Larry, in 20 seconds or less, do you think then that the Democrats will reap some benefits going into the midterms if the Republicans can't get any of those issues done?
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely. In 20 seconds, get stuff done. You got three houses of the GOP. They ought to get some important things done, especially economic growth and the lower tax rates. If they don't get that done, they're going to have a problem next year. I will grant you that.
All right, Larry, you have a great 4th of July weekend. Always appreciate speaking with you. Larry Kudlow here on WMAL.